listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From St. Augustine to the Mykonos, to Santa Fe, New Mexico, to Atlanta, Georgia, the home of the 2019 Super Bowl, we are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this gorgeous, again, like we start every show.
Fantastic. However, Mark, if we would have been in studio last week, remember, it was a nightmare. Yes. And I remember, unfortunately, we were not in studio last week, but it was a monsoon out here. And cold, like Mark just said, every time we're on air, it's beautiful. And today was, like you said yesterday, Mark, postcard perfect.
Yeah,
I've never heard that before.
It's Chamber of Commerce Day.
But I never heard postcard perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. Our show today is presented by the American Chinese CEO Society in the third annual Oscar China Night Gala 2019, taking place February 24th at the world-famous Taglian Center in the heart of Hollywood. And the website is American-ChineseCEO.org. We thank our friends of the American Chinese CEO Society for their participation in our show today, the Tastemakers, and the upcoming third annual Oscar China Night Gala 2019, which is going to be taking place, Matt, Oscar Night, 4 weeks from this Sunday, February 24th.
So fantastic. And
we have your sponsorship.
And we have a call-in from world-famous fashion designer Sue Wang to chat with us about the upcoming
event. She's one of the principals of producing this event that we're going to be attending on the 24th. So always excited to talk to Sue. Always great to see her. We've attended her parties in the past. She is a huge influencer and a world famous
designer.
Would you call her fashionista also? Would you say she's a fashionista?
Yeah, of course, absolutely. And the the owner of the Cedars.
Yes.
For those of you, well, we'll get into the
more
Cedars.
To follow.
More to follow.
Will be calling in.
Yeah.
We've got a lot to talk about today, Matt. Not only we've done a lot of things in the last couple weeks since we last were in studio live, but we also have a lot of things coming up in the next couple of days. This weekend is busy. The next week or so regarding the Super Bowl and the weeks and days leading up to the Academy Awards, the 91st Annual Academy Awards, 4 weeks from Sunday.
Lots going on. So before we get into the meat and potatoes of everything, do you have any special shout-outs?
Well, one great thing I want to talk about, Matt, is, you know, you and I have had an association with the Miss USA pageant, Miss Universe pageant, and the multiple local franchises around the country for, I think, about 9 years or so.
Yeah, actually, it might be a little longer than that, I think.
And, you know, this weekend is the Miss California USA pageant.
Yep.
And the great thing about this is it's taking place literally in my backyard in Arcadia, California. So first off, here's the website. It's MissCaliforniaUSA.com. Tickets are still available. Now, there's multiple events taking place. Tonight there's an event. Tomorrow night there's an event. Saturday night there's an event. And Sunday is the main event.
So there's 4 days of events.
4 days
of
events. And again, tickets are still available for all the events.
How could you get tickets, Mark?
MissCaliforniaUSA.com. And that's going to direct you to where this year's event is taking place, which is the Arcadia Performing Arts Center, or they call it the PAC at Arcadia High School. The phone number is 626-821-1281. The address is 188 Campus Drive in Arcadia. Now, this Saturday are the prelims, which take place at 5 p.m. The main event, Sunday at 3 p.m. Again, this is all taking place at the PAC. Now, if you want to attend the events going on tonight is, let's see, what have they got tonight? Tonight is the how did I get that? Well, tomorrow night is the Chinese New Year Good Luck Dinner taking place at the Sheraton San Gabriel. Tonight is they're having a pink carpet also at the Sheraton San Gabriel. Starts at 7 o'clock, the pink carpet, dinner at 8 o'clock. And tonight they're going to have a motivational speaker, Dale Smith Thomas, talking. So if you want to take advantage of all these evenings' events, tonight the pink carpet at the Sheraton San Gabriel. Tomorrow night is the Chinese New Year Good Luck, which is where they officially, I guess, welcome the California delegates.
And where's that going to be at?
This also is taking place at Sheraton San Gabriel. And then Saturday night is the prelim at the PAC.
Right.
Sunday night is the main event. And I love it. I'd like to officially welcome all the delegates from across the state of California to Arcadia and to the San Gabriel Valley tonight and this weekend. We wish you all the best luck. It should be a great event. Tonight will be a great event. Tomorrow will be a great event. Saturday and Sunday. Matt and I, we've done these things over the years.
We've judged these events over the years.
We've gone to the parties. We've gone to the post-parties, the pre-parties.
And that's how we got our gig on Storage Wars.
Right.
One of our fellow judges.
We were providing the gifting for Miss California. Then the following year, they asked us if we could judge Miss California. And one of our former fellow judges at Miss California USA was the
Vice President of Development.
Asked us if we wanted to be in the reality show Storage Wars.
Bingo.
Sounds good.
So I guess we could thank, I guess Miss, at the end of the day, Mark, I guess Miss California USA is responsible for our stint on the reality show.
Right. Our reality show.
Wow, so thank you.
Is because of Miss California USA. So
we'll figure that.
That's great cocktail talk. So anyhow.
It sure is.
Miss California USA taking place this weekend.
A lot of girls.
Johnson, current Miss California USA, who's been to our gifting suites in the past, is just a weekend away from passing her crown on to the next winner. And Janice Love is the current Miss California Teen USA. She will give up her crown this weekend as well. So we bid them both a congratulations and a great year of wearing the crown. And we hope to see you on Sunday. Tickets still available at the Arcadia box office at 626-821-1281. 188 Campus Drive, Arcadia. There's plenty of parking in the lot, and I know that because, again, like I said, this is in my backyard. I've gone to the PAC many times. Her family's even got a plaque on the wall for their donations to the PAC. So thanks again. We wish you all the best for this show.
Should be a great weekend. Should be a great show. Hey, do we start the show by saying Happy New Year? I mean, no, it's already almost into February, but this is the first time we're in studio in 2019. So Happy New Year to everybody. It's wonderful to hopefully.
There goes a question. I guess you could talk about how far into the new year do you actually say Happy New Year?
Well, get this, Mark. It started last week, so it was probably the 10th or whatever. I was taking my trash cans at my neighbor from down the street that I haven't seen probably about 2 weeks. I says, "Hey, Brad, Happy New Year." He goes, "Merry Christmas." I think it was by accident.
Oh, Happy New Year?
Yeah, but I just thought it was funny. I mean, I just said, "Hey, Happy New Year, Brad." And he says, "Merry Christmas." And I'm thinking, what, is he kidding? But anyhow, you're right.
How late into the year can you do a Happy New Year? I know this morning we talked to a couple people that came into the studio before we started, and I wish them both a Happy New Year.
Yeah, because these are people that we haven't seen in a while, and I think you could do it through January. February, you can't. Like right now, here's a quick example. Right now, Mark, we did it twice, Happy New Year, because you haven't seen people in quite some time, Happy New Year. I think through January, maybe the third week, or maybe the entire month of January, but definitely not February.
Right.
But anyhow, Happy New Year, Happy 2019. Started off great. We started off with the Rose Parade, which was fantastic, and then all of a sudden we had a monsoon for a week with terrible rain.
Yeah.
So before you go any further, Mark, do you have any other quick shout-outs for thank yous?
This weekend is a big weekend at Santa Anita. You know, we love
Pegasus,
our
right? Oh,
Pegasus is at Gulfstream,
right
there in
Florida.
Florida, but this is the third running of the Pegasus World Cup, which is the most expensive or the highest payday, I think, in horse racing in the world. This is more than the Kentucky Derby. This is bigger than any of the races that they take place in Dubai. So this is the third annual running of the Pegasus World Cup. And, you know, our own favorite race course, Santa Anita, right here again in our backyard in Arcadia, is having multiple things going on this weekend.
To celebrate the big race, which, by the way, takes place where in Florida?
Gulfstream Park.
And we had the pleasure of attending that or checking out that track last year. I was very unimpressed with it. I thought it was kind of small. And then Santa Anita, it's like on such a grand scale.
I thought Gulfstream was fantastic. It was a great park, but actually it can't compete to
Santa Anita. It's phenomenal.
It was great. But it's the so this Saturday, and again, there's many things going on at Santa Anita. One thing that I really like is the California Wine Festival. So celebrating the third running of the Pegasus World Cup Invitational with Southern California wines, horse racing, and sunshine. How about that, right? Thoroughbreds celebrate Santa Anita Park's California heritage. Come be a part of this year's event. Let the great race place show you a variety of wines to complement an amazing card of racing. So this is great. This thing, you have sampling of wines. You've got racing going on there. And then when the Pegasus comes on, They'll air that.
Do you know what time that comes on?
I'm thinking 1:30, 2 o'clock Pacific time.
Because I know the wine festival starts at 9:30.
Well, that's kind of early to be drinking wine.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Kind of strange.
Yeah, I saw it today.
So I know the park opens at 9 o'clock or 9:30.
Yeah, with the wine.
Drinking wine at
9:30. That's what it said on the promotional thing, 9:30 to 3:30.
Okay. But also, if you can't make it to the California Wine Festival, they also have other options. They've got brunch at the Front Runner, which is fantastic. The brunch at Santa Anita is one of the best. They've also got the Golden Road Pub there. And they've got a special. I think it's $10. And you go in and get your entry into Santa Anita, entry into the Golden Road Pub. You get one Golden Road Pub beer. You get one program and discounts on beer at the Golden Road Pub. And they've got $3 Buds and $3 Bud Lights and $5 Golden
Road. You're kidding.
Pub.
Only at the pub or all throughout Santa Anita?
At the Golden Road Pub.
So is that open for everybody at the track?
Yeah,
pretty darn good.
They got the $10. You can go there and you get the...
The $3 beers, yeah. Oh, that's pretty good, too. But the $3 beers, that's fantastic,
right?
Yeah. Oh, that's a real cool pub, I think, that's in that real big, spacious area, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're usually the other end of the place.
Oh, wow. Either way, that's a good $10 deal. That's a good... Hey, put it this way. It's a good deal any way you look at it. If you're not doing anything, even if you are doing anything, it's going to be a beautiful day. Try to get to Santa Anita to take part in some capacity. Enjoy a great race. Enjoy a great race day at a great race place.
That's
right?
SantaAnita.com in beautiful Arcadia. So you've got all this action going on at the Santa Anita racetrack. You've got all this activity going on for the Miss California USA pageant. I mean, I'm stoked that this is all happening in my backyard right over there. You've got the party tonight. You've got the party tomorrow night. You've got the prelim thing on Saturday night at 5 o'clock. And then you've got the main event Sunday at 3 o'clock. So, again, welcome, delegates.
Wow. Welcome, delegates. Yeah. Fantastic. And speaking of a fantastic event, in addition to Miss California USA coming up this weekend, last night we had the pleasure of attending the L.A. Art Show at the L.A. Convention Center in downtown Los Angeles. What a gas that was, eh, Mark?
Yeah, opening night.
Opening night.
I guess the
red carpet,
main
celebrities.
Host last night was Kate Beckinsale.
Gavin
Rosdale.
Gavin Rosdale, right. Yeah. He used to be married to...
Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani, yeah. So, wow, wonderful.
And this event, though, Matt, although we attended opening night last night, just let all our listeners know, it's happening all weekend.
Yeah.
They've got it tonight, tomorrow, Saturday,
tickets
and Sunday.
Tickets still available.
Tickets
you get them
available
on their website, and I believe they're $30 per day, correct?
It could be. I'm not exactly sure. I don't have that information handy. Do you have the...
That's funny you say that, Mark, because I put that in my other briefcase.
Okay.
I was talking about the...
I think it's LARshow.com.
Yeah.
So,
but phenomenal event, wide variety. Well, last night was the VIP special red carpet event. Wonderful food. Pink's hot dogs,
Pink's
El Coyote
great.
Tacos. We had access to the... The patron bar, the patron lounge.
The funny which, thing about that, and again, this
from
is
a
great,
fa- yeah, from
this
afar,
is great cocktail talk.
P A T R O N. We saw Patron Lounge.
That's what we got out of
it. I told Mark, I said, hey, let's get to the Patron Lounge and get some tequila.
Yeah, all these events have all these side sponsors.
Yeah.
You know,
so
we just... The Grey Goose Lounge, they got this, that,
the Citibank Lounge,
yeah.
And we just assumed it was Patron Tequila. We get in there, there's absolutely no tequila
around. Well, the crazy thing about it is I went right to the bar and I asked them for a Patron.
Yeah. So we
said,
came out.
And he said,
we don't have
any. And I said, wait a minute, how can you not have Patron? This is the Patron Lounge. And the guy didn't even say anything about that. He didn't say, this isn't the Patron Lounge.
As we departed to take a photo with the sign, I looked at the sign, I said to Mark, I said, it's not, even though it's spelled the same way, I told Mark, I said, it's not Patron, it's Patron. They're basically saying this was a lounge for the VIP patrons, which we were. So it wasn't Patron, it was Patron. But go figure, right?
I mean, that's a fair mistake.
Fair, very
but when
fair.
You think of it, it's a dumb mistake on our part. But again, you've got the Citibank, they've got the one thing, you've got everybody's got the different lounges. And when you see that, because there's always beverage and so forth as a sponsor, this is the first thing that came to mind, that it was the Patron.
Because Patron is such a, when it comes to art and fashion, Patron is a part of the culture.
Yes.
So when you're thinking it's a part of the culture with the alcohol, not you being a patron.
I think you even took a picture of us in front of
I
the
did.
Sign, didn't you?
Yeah. And that's when it dawned on me, Mark. I said, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We're patrons. We're not...
Yeah, we're not...
But that was strictly VIP. So it was a patron lounge. So I could see why a lot of people, Mark, thought they were going to be able to get in.
That better not be.
I think that might be the...
Yeah. Hello.
Speaker. Okay, so anyhow, it was a fantastic event, like Mark said, it goes on through this Sunday, and tickets are still available. Get to LA Auto LAArtShow.com.
Yeah.
And
I'm pretty sure that's the correct website. If it isn't, just Google LA Art Show, and you'll get the correct email, or the correct website should pop up. So
yeah, 4 days of it. And make sure you give yourself a couple of days. It's like going to an art museum, but it's on a really large scale.
Well, yeah, if you're going just for the one day or the one night, make sure, like Matt said, give yourself some time, because I think you're going to need 3 hours. To go through everything, at least, right?
Yeah, we cut ourselves short last night, but you know it was super crowded last night.
There was a lot of people,
and as we were leaving about 8:30 or 9, crowds were still coming in.
Yeah,
it was going on until 11, right?
Yeah, so they were taking advantage of 2 hours of the festivities last night, and I guess you know again they can all come back. Most of the people I think that were there last night were anxious to come back over the next couple of days.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you don't need. I mean, not everybody has all that extra time, ample time on your hands that you can just swing on by there. But I wouldn't mind doing it again. I'm sure there were things we missed. And there was like live
there
art.
There was a lot that we missed.
If you're into live art, it's an interesting thing, kind of creepy at times. There was one woman who was painted in purple, completely painted in purple, and she was naked. And she was like tearing at like pieces of cotton or linen off of like a barbed wire, and she's just standing there. Had some music playing in the background. Then they had another live performance that was curtained off. It was a curtain, but they had the curtain cracked open about a foot and a half just so you could peep in. It was a woman that was sitting in a chair that was covered with a sheet, and she had
kind of creepy looking.
Kind of creepy, and she had a microphone brought up to her mouth. You could just see the features of her face, and then there was a slit that was open. That there was somebody sitting in a chair next to her, and they had that eerie music playing.
Yeah.
Weird organ type music. And then there was a slit, and her breast came out, and he started rubbing her breast. Really, really bizarre, erotic at the same time. It was crazy. But I do like when they have, they mix it up a little bit. And they did. They had contemporary art, they had live art, they had modern art, they had across the board.
Yeah, and here we go about art again. Art is not just a Degas or a Picasso. Art is in sculpture. It is in one of the things we saw last night, Matt, which was really cool, was in... wait a minute, I think we have a call coming in right now, so let me take that.
Okay.
Hello, this is the Tastemakers. This is Mark and Matt. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Sue Wong, Matt. Am I going on at 11:30? Because I'm driving to my studio and I need another couple of minutes to get
there. Sue, if you need to call in, because we're on live right now, so when you get situated in, give us a call right back then.
Okay, you got it, sweetheart.
Okay, thanks. Sue.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was Sue. Sue Wong. She was running a little late. She's driving into her studio, so we should be getting a call from her
in about 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
But anyhow, Matt, what I was talking about, how art is really anything nowadays, we saw an art display that was old parking meters from New York City.
Yeah.
And the guy painted them really cool.
They look like parking meters here, too. I know they were from New York, but I guess they're all the same.
Yeah.
But he only had five of them on display.
Yeah. I guess those things are heavy.
Imagine, Mark, if he sold all five last night, almost 40 grand.
Wow.
No, they range from 6,000 to 9,000. So if he sold five at 6,000, he would make 30,000 last night. And a lot of people were there last night selling their art. How many people do you think were there last night? Had to be in the thousands.
Yes, yes.
Had to be in the thousands.
Easily, easily.
Yeah.
But again, what I'm saying is art is really... anything you could do. I got my eyeglasses right here. I could dip in some purple paint and throw on some sprinkles and sit it on a book.
That was big.
That's art.
That was big in the early 80s. One artist, I believe his name was, or I'm not even sure if he's still around, Kenny Scharf. And that's what he did. He would take like what do they call those music box? Those radios, the black, they were big in the early 80s. Phil had that huge one.
Ghetto blasters.
Yeah, he would do that. He would take a ghetto blaster, just dip it in all kind of crazy paint. He would just splash colors on everything, and that was art. You know, it's subjective to whatever you believe in, whatever you like, but anything is. You can have a big canvas, Mark, with a dot on it, and it's considered art. But yeah, just like, the guy with the meters, it's fantastic. I mean, they were pretty cool, though. I mean, they weren't just painted. Some, like the Studio 51, He put something on the inside.
Yeah. Matt, I wanted to put another shout-out to our presenting sponsor today again, the American Chinese CEO Society, in their third annual Oscar China Night Gala 2019. Taking place at the Taglian Center in the heart of Hollywood. Great event. We've got some huge stars, including Andy Garcia, Chris Noth, Mickey Rourke, the Harris Brothers, attending this thing. It's fashion show, dinner. Su Wong, who is the producer of the event, who will be calling in a couple minutes.
Dancing as well, Mark.
Dancing as well. The website is American-ChineseCEO.org. You have questions, want to get tickets, go to that website and get your tickets. Yeah, there's a few left.
And once again, Mark, Sue will be calling in shortly. She'll be able to answer anybody's questions if they want to. Well, actually, we won't be able to have her in a guest if people want to call and ask questions. But anyhow, so a busy weekend this weekend in addition to Pegasus. And tomorrow we were invited to test the Rolls-Royce
Dawn, the convertible Dawn.
Dawn. We've driven the Phantom. We've driven the new SUV, Coulinan. We've driven the Ghost.
We haven't driven the Wraith.
Have not driven the Wraith or the Ghost. But the Dawn.
We drove the Phantom.
Yeah. The Dawn and the Wraith will be available tomorrow, won't they?
Yeah, everything's available tomorrow.
Ah, everything's real.
But they need to know what you want and not put it for the Dawn.
I'm
sure you can make another selection.
But our choice is the Dawn, for sure.
Absolutely.
So we'll be attending this Drive Fest, or whatever you want to call it.
Newport
Coast in a $35 million mansion. Did you see the pictures of this place?
Yes, spectacular.
Yes. So.
Speaking of which, did you see in the news today about the highest priced property that just sold yesterday in the United States?
I did not. Where's it at? Connecticut?
New York City, the top two floors of a 75-story condo. Mm. Again, if I'm paying $238 million, I don't want to just be in a condo. I want some property.
I want some land.
Yeah.
I want some grass that I could dip my toes into.
Hey, I'm a realtor now. I'm telling you.
There you go.
I want land.
I see you wearing your pin there.
I am wearing my pin. So somebody says, what do you do for a living? Well, I do many things, but I am a realtor. Are you looking to buy some property?
That's almost $250 million. Yeah. Who bought it?
He's a hedge fund manager. And this is just a week after he spent another $100 million in a property out here in L.A., I think. So he bought a big property here. So he spent $350 million
last week
on two properties.
Wow. He has had a good year.
I guess a $50 million house wouldn't have been enough for him.
Yeah. Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw that this morning.
I wonder if one of the million-dollar listing guys sold it to him. Probably, wouldn't you think? Speaking of million-dollar listings, last time we were at the LA Art Fest, we saw one of the brothers, the Altman brothers. There's Josh and Matt.
Matt Altman.
We saw him and bumped into him and met him at the Emmys a couple years ago, and we saw him last night. It seems like he travels without his brother. But I guess his brother's married, and they do business together.
Yeah.
So. But anyhow, $250 million for a piece of property.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even a piece of property. It's space.
It's
space.
In a building.
The property is the building.
Yeah.
You own the space.
Yeah, and so it's real estate, or it's land, but it isn't land.
Land is
what it sits on.
Yeah.
Land is what they built the tower
on. It's space.
Yeah.
It's space.
You've got two floors in a building.
Yeah.
And that's what it boils down to. You've got two floors in a building.
Space. On another note, Mark, big, huge shout out to the LA Rams.
Wow.
Been here in LA for 3 years. They came here, terrible team the first year, fired the coach. Last year, they get a 33-year-old coach. We make the playoffs, losing the first game, no big deal. Today, this year, in the Super Bowl, 3 years to get us here, and we got the new stadium opening up, I think, for 2020 or 2021. That being said, I don't care about that call that everybody's bitching and moaning about. You know why, Mark? That call didn't end the game.
Yeah.
New Orleans scored a field goal, okay? Then we came back and we, won with that field goal. But,
because we didn't get penalized for it doesn't mean that they would have won.
And this is football. Every game there's missed calls. I know there was
a crazy
call.
That's what the coach said. He said, we had some bad calls too.
Yeah, and sometimes people have great calls.
I mean, our coach.
That's just the way it goes. Hey, I'm sorry that it had to go that way. Sometimes the ball bounces New Orleans Saints' way. Sometimes it bounces our way.
Yeah.
But again, it's not like if they score that touchdown, they win the game. I mean, there were several different variables. And they went for the field goal. Maybe they should have punched it in. They were like on the 8-yard line. I don't know. Maybe they should have punched it in. You know. And that being said, we get the ball back. And we kicked a 57. What are the chances of kicking? I think that was a record. I mean, the chances against making a 57-yard field goal in the playoff game is not very likely. So, you know what, New Orleans, I love your city. In fact, New Orleans is probably the closest thing to a European city being in the United States. But anyhow, quit your baby bitching and moaning and crying, okay? The LA Rams are going. Anyhow, you had your chance a couple years ago, and you did. You won. But, well, so did the Rams 20 years ago. Hey, coincidentally, the Rams.
20 years ago, the Rams won the Super
Bowl? Well, 2001, the Rams beat the 13-point favorite New England Saints. I mean, I'm sorry, New England Patriots.
Wow.
In 2001. So,
2001, so that was 17 years ago. Wow.
Yeah. Or
so
18
wait,
years
so you're
ago.
You're saying the Rams won the 2001 Super
yeah,
Bowl?
Yeah.
Huh.
They, with Warner, Kurt Warner.
Oh, that's yeah. right. That's yeah. right. That's and, when he was the man about town.
Yeah, and the Patriots were 13-point favorites. That was Drew Bledsoe's either way. No, Tom Brady's first year.
Ah.
Yeah. So there you go.
Wow.
L.A. Rams. How about that? So the tickets, if you're a season ticket holder here in L.A., Mark, they only allow a certain amount of tickets available. They're $1,200. That's the cheapest you can get.
And so
you
have that, that's face value?
Yeah, for a season ticket holder. But
wow.
those go quick. So the cheapest you can get one now is $3,500, nosebleed. The highest price is $350,000 in one of the 18-seat suites.
Right, right.
So, wow. If you're going, fantastic. Every year I see all these kids in the stands and I go, how could they afford? Who, their parents are taking, you know, you're spending $3,500, you're taking your 10-year-old kid?
Yeah.
You know?
That's, well, you know, a lot of people have a lot of money in this country.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went to this, when did we go? Was it 83? 82?
Something like that.
Okay.
Dolphins.
Dolphins and Redskins.
Redskins.
It's amazing because I think that the face value was $40, I think, or $50 for that ticket.
No, it was a little more than that. I think it was like 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
$40, I think. I know we went to the Rose Bowl that same year against Michigan. That was a $40 ticket.
But how things have changed.
And the World Series was $40.
Since 83.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that is just.
Well, it's been like this for probably a good 15 years when it's been crazy like that.
Yeah.
But it's
and
all corporate.
It seems like it gets crazier every year.
You know, and it's just not, you know, it's just not the ticket. It's, you know, it's supply and demand. It's capitalism. So everybody, it's like the Kentucky Derby as far as lodging.
Yeah.
Way up.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, what I heard yesterday, Airbnb, there's an uproar and people are thinking about suing Airbnb for price gouging because of what they're asking for lodging at the Super Bowl. They've doubled, tripled, quadrupled the price. But that's how it is everywhere.
Yeah.
Like you said, the Kentucky Derby, where you'd normally spend $100 at a Hampton Inn 40 miles outside of Louisville, is now $400.
Yeah.
Like Sam Rubin on KTLA said yesterday, they used to go to the Sundance all the time, and he said the last couple of times they stayed at some pit that normally went for $80 a night, that the studio was paying $1,200 a night because it was Sundance.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is.
Yeah.
It's whatever the market will bear.
Yeah.
And that's not price gouging. That's just business.
Yeah, that's business.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to charge something the same price. I'm going to take advantage of the supply and demand.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but at the same time, that's how it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Suing Airbnb. But, I mean, isn't it up to the, like, if I had my property, I could charge whatever I want.
Yes, you can. But I guess they're not going to blame Joe Smith, who owns the house that's being promoted by Airbnb.
Speaking of Sundance, like you just mentioned, starts today.
Starts today, yeah.
Starts today for the 10-day fest.
Let's see what the weather looks like.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the opening weekend, which we went probably about 5 years in a row. Fantastic. Fun time.
Yeah. You have to go opening weekend.
Yeah. Then it dissipates. I mean, this is where the gift suites are, all the big parties, all the big showings. I know they have showings next week, too. And then the last day, I guess, is when they have the awards, right?
Mm. Yeah. The following weekend.
Yeah.
But it's 29 right now, which is great.
Any snow for the weekend?
No snow for the weekend. And tomorrow it's going to be sunny and 32.
Wow. What's the low for the next 4 days?
13, 16, 20, and 3.
Wow.
Monday night, it's 3.
Oh, that's pretty cold.
We're at a high of 32. Now, mind you, Matt, last night we were at the LA Art Show. We parked, and we're walking in. It was 60.
Yeah, but it felt like 30.
It was bone chilling cold.
It felt like 30.
It really did. It really did. But, we've experienced Sundance, Park City in the past, at zero.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, we're used to it. We've done it. We've been there. It's just cold.
Yeah.
60s cold.
Yeah.
You know. Any sponsors or any brands participating in upcoming events?
I don't have that list right now in front of me, Mark. But
you know, one of the things that we're always trying to do is because we're great at brand ambassadors. I consider myself a brand ambassador for Southern California and the Los Angeles area. But one of these brands that we're just about ready to ink a deal with is you know, I love my slippers. I'm a slipper guy, and slippers are very popular right now. Slippers are, you can wear them out to, I wear my slippers out at the Emmys, evening events.
Slippers?
They're very popular. Yeah, burgundy, yeah. And there is a slipper company here in Los Angeles now. Actually, I think they're based in Europe, Romero McPaul. And they have these fantastic different type of house slippers. You know, I'm not talking about the kind Ward Cleaver wears with the fuzzies.
Yeah,
the fuzzy
they're
inside.
Shoes. They're shoes.
Well, they're actually slippers. They're not shoes. They're slippers. And Romero McPaul is probably one of the industry leaders in the slippers. And we are just about ready to announce our partnership with them. I know I'm premature about it, but go to RomeroMcPaul.com. They've got a great selection of slippers there for you. I know there's about five or six of these things that I got to have right now. But
I got three pair, and I never seem to wear any of them.
Yeah, very popular now. Homes.
Yeah, oh, they've been popular for a while. I mean, I got my first pair before you did. But it's all good. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Have you ever thought, Mark, you'd ever meet any, we've known him for quite some time, but I was looking at his business card this morning. The average person, most people, could live an entire life and say they'll never meet anybody named Frankenstein.
Oh, yes.
And we've known Clement von Frankenstein for years. He's an actor from the 70s, yeah. And he's an artist.
Yeah.
And he attended the LA Art Show last night, and we bumped into him. But, I mean, looking at his business card again.
We've met him at all the social events.
Yeah, he's always
gifting suites, polo
matches. Great guy. But like I said, this morning I was looking at his business card, and I even said to my wife, I go, you probably live your entire life and never think you'd ever meet anybody named Frankenstein. I mean, are there still phone books nowadays? I mean, if you're... I wonder.
You know what? I think the last couple of years they're gone. We used to have them dropped off once a year.
Yeah, but that being said, if there are, they're probably somewhere. But I wonder if Frankenstein is in there. I got to Google the name because Clement von Frankenstein. Does that sound like a baron or what?
Yeah, Baron von Clement. It's Clement Frankenstein.
Von Frankenstein.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All he needs in front of that is Baron. Baron Clement von Frankenstein.
Yeah, St. George Productions. But anyhow, point being is I think it's just really, really a hell of a name.
I didn't think about that, but you're right.
Yeah. Well, only, Mark, because this morning I had this sitting right next to my computer,
yeah.
And I picked it up when Carrie was in front of me, and I just said, holy crap, Clement von Frankenstein.
Yes, we met him. It's always great going to these events. You bump into somebody that you haven't seen in a while, and it's always good to see. George Bloodwell is another one. George Bloodwell is a man about town, a
stylist to the stars,
at large for Gen Lux magazine, travel expert,
fashionista.
I love the monocle he always has hanging from his neck.
Yeah, he has a monocle.
So you were at the bar getting a glass of champagne. I had already had my take of the champagne for the nice night, and I decided to get myself a Nespresso. So I went.
How was that, by the way?
It was good. Nespresso was very good. So I went over to the Nespresso bar, and I bump into George Bloodwell. So we're chewing the fat. We're talking, having a good time. And then he introduces me to Brigitte Nielsen. Put the volume down to that. To Brigitte Nielsen. And many of you may remember her from, she was, I guess, the former Miss Sylvester Stallone. She was in Rocky IV, Creed. She's in Creed II right now. And never met her.
I wonder if that was possibly Sue.
No. She's going to be doing this here. So it was a great pleasure to meet her. She was extremely friendly, very photogenic. She took pictures with us, and very nice. I mean,
super friendly.
Right?
Yeah.
And she looked beautiful.
Yeah.
Her skin was flawless. Right?
You know, it's funny, though, Mark, how extremely friendly she was.
Some people are just like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Not many like that in the industry.
Yeah.
And did you mention that she just had a baby?
Yeah, had a baby. And congratulations. And actually, because we invited her to our Oscar event on February 22nd, and she said, oh, absolutely. That's a date I can't forget. And I said, why is that? And she says, it's my daughter's birthday. Ah, she says, great, fantastic. That's great news. But... you know, so she's always. It'll be nice to see her at our gifting suite.
Yeah. Do you know who the gentleman was that she introduced us to? Was that
some Italian guy? But you know, George Bloodwell mentioned who he was or what he did or whatever. And you know, in the heat of the moment, you're talking, you're drinking, you're doing this, you're doing that. You don't comprehend everything.
Yeah. At the same time, she's introducing me to him while George Bloodwell is jumping into the conversation, and I'm reaching for my glass of champagne. Within that 10 seconds, it seemed like there was a lot going on.
Yeah.
And then she was just like, I mean, like glued to us.
Yeah. because she's very friendly. So it was great to see her, and hopefully, well, hopefully, I'm sure she'll be there on February 22nd as our list continues to increase. The Oscar nominations were 2 days ago. Now we're just talking about this. It seemed like it was like 4 days ago. I can't believe it was just 2 days ago. But some great nominations. Roma, for instance, 9 or 10 nominations.
You saw it, didn't you?
Saw it, yeah. But the weird thing about it is it was nominated as Best Foreign Film because it's from Mexico and Best Picture. So two of the nominations were – I didn't think he could be nominated for Best Foreign and Best Picture.
That's kind of like a pitcher who is somewhat limited to a Cy Young Award, but they could also be they could also win the MVP. So Cy Young was designated for a pitcher, but they can also win the MVP. So I guess they could win Best Picture and they could win Best Foreign. So it's the same thing I compare it to. Hmm. But I agree with that. But yeah, I didn't see it. I'm going to try
so
to
So this
see
guy,
this
Roma, you know, it's not going to win Best Picture, huh? But it'll definitely win Best Foreign Film, which is, yeah. So he's going to get his Best Foreign Film. He already won a couple of Golden Globes, I think.
And Critics' Choice.
Critics' Choice Awards. What else SAG Awards
done?
Are on, he did, I think he won, or he won an Oscar, was nominated about 10 years ago for another film from Mexico. So he's already an Oscar winner.
And how about that woman nominated for Best Actress from the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, that's happened before, the first thing they've ever done. Yeah. Just like the
they're
little
not
kid.
Actresses.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the crazy.
That makes it even crazier.
She was a, what was her job? I forgot, but so he just found her?
Yeah, you know.
Like, who was found at Schwab's?
Turner?
Does that happen? Does that happen nowadays? Or evidently
people
it does.
Just discovered?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens. Not often, but it happens. Because nowadays when this happens, Matt, these are people that go into reality TV or Facebook or YouTube. So these people, they're fine all the time, but they're instant finds or instant successes by not the traditional means of entertainment.
Yeah.
By motion pictures.
And then you can have some people that work forever, you know, just like you'd be in AAA baseball forever, like Crash Davis, and then finally get up to the big leagues. You have people that invested their entire life in being an actor and actress, and they don't really get anywhere. Then you got this woman. I think she was a receptionist, and all of a sudden she's not only found, she's in this multi-nominated movie, and then she's nominated for Best Actress. Last year at this time, she's probably behind the desk. I think she was a receptionist, and a year later she's walking the red carpet for the Oscars.
Wow.
So just to show you, anybody.
Yeah, it's a crazy world we live in. Celebrity Big Brother.
I want to give a big shout out to Ellie'sTheplace.com, Mark, because you and I are having a new partnership with them where we're going to have our own little column and segment in Ellie'sTheplace.com called the Bon Vivant. So starting, I believe, next week, get to www.Ellie'sTheplace.com and check out the Bon Vivants in Ellie'sTheplace.com.
Our new column, right? Our first column will be coming out in the next week or so, I guess, right?
And I think we're going to be doing that twice a month. So LA'stheplace.com. Check us out and enjoy. Fantastic.
Hello, Sue.
Oh, we have Sue Wong, but she is calling in on the phone. I think we could still get her.
Let me give you the number again.
Hold on, folks.
818.
And that being said, okay, so we have the call coming up pretty soon, and we will be talking once again about the upcoming Oscar party from the Chinese American Society.
4929.
Hopefully you could hang on and listen to that. It's going to be coming up soon. We got the Rolls-Royce test drive tomorrow. Saturday, we got the Pegasus horse race. Sunday, we have brunch at the 93rd Aero Squadron, and lots more coming up. So she's going to call. Mark,
she said she's been calling for 16 minutes.
16 minutes?
I mean, she called at 11:15, so I'm not sure what happened. Okay.
Yeah, she said she's going to be on her way to the studio.
Yeah, to call, and then she's been calling this number.
For 16 minutes, because she only called us 16 minutes ago, I think.
Yeah, it was at 11:20 or so.
Yeah, so, okay. Anyhow, so Sue will be calling in soon, and again, another beautiful day here in Southern California, right across you from Notre Dame High School.
I guess you could just put her on the speaker.
Yeah, let's give her another. Okay. If she doesn't call her, Mark, within a minute, just when you call her back.
Okay.
And then
I'm going to just do it right now.
Okay. Yeah. Was that a 323 number?
Yeah.
Did it say Sue Wong?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I just got the 323 number.
Okay.
Okay, folks, hold on. We're trying to get this call. Oh, we're having a lot of
technical difficulties, technical folks. That's what happens when you do live radio, I guess.
Anyhow,
okay.
But the American Chinese Society, but it's going to be one of the hottest parties here, hottest Oscar parties here in Hollywood, with a variety of parties to choose from. Let's see, do we have her?
Hi, Sue. This is the Harris Brothers. Sorry, you know, we got your call when you called at 11:50. Oh, by the way, you're on live right now. We've got you on the on air right now.
The original Hollywood, actually. And of course, you know, Mark and Matt, you know that I live in the quintessential Hollywood Palazzo theaters.
Yep.
And
did she say Palazzo?
Anybody has really lived in that, you know, house, you know, since it was built in the early 20s.
Yep.
Well,
Sue, we know that, and by the way, Sue, thanks for taking the time to call in today. We know that you are producing and hosting one of the, I guess it's going to be one of the biggest Hollywood Oscar night parties on Oscar night, February 24th. So why did you, I know this is... This is now, Sue, is this the first time you've done something like this, or?
Well, you know, you've been to my parties before. That you know that my parties, the Sue Wong parties, are the talk of Hollywood, and that is why, you know, my comrade, Mr. Robertson, who is the president of ACCS, which is the American, you know, Chinese CEO Society, is a very prestigious organization, which really unites a lot of, you know, business CEOs, both Chinese and American, both in this country, in the USA, and in China together to really network. So this is going to be an incredible evening of networking, you know, filmmakers of Hollywood and filmmakers of China.
Yeah,
let's address how you get tickets first.
Yeah, Sue. Now, to our listeners that are tuning in right now, if they want to attend this event, are there still tickets available that they can get attend this thing?
Yes, absolutely. They need to go to the you know, ACCS, you know, American CEO, American Chinese CEO Society website, and I can let you have that.
Let me see. Would that be American-ChineseCEO.org?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay.
And, you know, so they just really go right at the top of the page, and there's a whole thing about, you know, it's a promotional reel about the event.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a list of some of the celebrities coming to this thing, and it's like a who's who in Hollywood.
Well, there's going to be some very powerful filmmakers. You know, the ACCS wants to invite Mr. Oliver Stone as a leader of influence for world peace, and also because of the social conscience content of his work. And so, you know, ACCS wants to honor Mr. Oliver Stone and accord him the highest respect for his consistent excellence in his creative life work and film with a coveted ACCS Lifetime Achievement Award.
Wow.
And, his son, Sean Stone, who is a really young, incredibly bright filmmaker, and he's probably starred in every one of Oliver Stone's film since he was just a few months old.
Yeah.
So yeah, he will be coming. My friend, actor Billy Zane, you know, a very famous
Titanic,
and iconic. Yes, Titanic, and you know, Orlando, and
Shooter.
A whole host of really great films. He just got an important role as Marlon Brando, and I think that's really perfect. You know, casting for that. So he will be honored. And my other friend, you know, Mr. Larry Namer, you know, who's really Mr. Entertainment because he's done so much in the fields of entertainment. He's also getting a special honor as well.
I
founded and yeah. Fashion TV, you know, or the Style Network.
Like, sure. I think Andy Garcia, Mickey Rourke.
Chris Knopf.
Yet, okay. You know, hopefully they won't be coming, but, you know, my friend Christopher Lambert of Tarzan.
Oh, yeah.
Called me from Paris this morning. He's scheduled to really come.
Great.
And then we are honoring some very iconic Chinese filmmakers as well.
Yeah.
You know, we want to also honor... Madam Lisa Liu, she's also an incredible Chinese actress, and she's like 92 years young.
Yeah.
She was in the Toy Club, you know, Crazy Rich Asians.
Yep.
Let's talk about the evening, too.
You know, involved. She's, for instance, in a play in China right now. So we're hoping that she can come. And also, the director of photography, Ho Yang, who really has collaborated and shot most of the films for one of my favorite directors, Zhang Yimou, is going to be honored for his cinematography work, as well as director Guo Bao Chang, the super big veteran director and teacher of director Chen Kai-she, who did Farewell My Concubine, one of my favorite films. And also he was a teacher to Zhang Yimou, so he will be honored. And last of all, you know, my special guest for the evening, and she is a member of the Sun family, which is, you know, Robert Sun's, you know,
yep.
Surname.
Yeah.
And she would be Madame Lily Sui Fong's son, who is the last granddaughter of Dr. Sun Yat-sen, the founding father of the Chinese Republic, or the Republic of China.
Sure.
Yep. And he's the one who liberated China forever from imperial rule by ousting Puyi, the last emperor of China.
Wow.
So I had met, you know, her and her son Charles Wong in Beijing at a formal dinner, and, you know, I got to know them, and I love them very much. They both live in Hawaii, which is one of my three homes.
Yeah.
And so they will be staying with me at the iconic theaters as well.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. So, I know there's a lot of stuff going on that night. I know there's a fashion
more
show.
More than just an Oscar viewing party, cocktails, dinner.
Giving one of my spectacular Siouan fashion shows.
And spectacular they are.
Yes, thank you. It's going to be involved, let's say, about 60 looks or so. And they're going to be called from my favorite pieces from my archive. So it's going to be sort of a Siouan retrospective, very dramatic as usual.
Yeah. Well, that sounds fantastic. I know, Sue, I think there's going to be a dinner, there's going to be dancing, there's going to be the fashion show, there's
red
going
carpet,
to be...
3 o'clock to 4:30.
Red carpet, 3...
We're going to start with the red carpet at 3 o'clock, and that is happening concurrently with a cocktail party, and there'll be live entertainment there. Jamie Clare is going to sing some jazz standards, and then we're going to segue into the opening ceremony with a fantastic Chinese drummer, and then, you know, President Robert Sun will deliver his welcoming speech.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're going to really watch the opening of the Oscar ceremony on the big screen, and then my fashion show comes on, then dinner, and then the award ceremony, and then after that there's going to be a live DJ, and we're going to get down on the, you know, dance floor.
Get down. Love it.
Well, it's a full night. It's going
full
to be
night.
A full night
packed.
Of fun, music, eating, drinking, dancing, fashion,
celebrity.
I love it. It sounds fantastic. The website again is American-ChineseCEO.org. Tickets are still available. This is Oscar night, Sunday, February 24th. If you're anybody in this town, this is the event. This is the party you want to be at. Hosted and produced by our own Sue Wong, world-famous fashionista and style legend. You can't ask for a better place to be Oscar night other than, I guess, the Dolby Theater watching the Oscars. So, I mean, if you know. Yeah. But, Sue, this sounds
fantastic. Pure glamour.
Pure glamour.
And
the Harris brothers know that for sure, because we've had the honor of attending your events over the years, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
But Sue, thanks so much for calling in. Thanks for sharing that with our listeners. This is going to be a preeminent event, and I think one of the new mainstays of Hollywood,
yep,
Oscar night,
absolutely,
from years to come. So thanks again.
Absolutely.
Thanks
again.
Love it.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Sue. You take care. We'll see you soon.
Have a wonderful day, Sue.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that sounds like a fantastic night out, Mark. And I like what you said. Unless you have tickets and you're going to be walking the red carpet for the actual award show, this is where you want to be in Hollywood.
Yeah, you don't want to be anywhere else other than the Dolby Theater. You want to be at the Taglian Center where this thing is taking place.
World famous fashion icon Sue Wong, thanks for being a guest today, Sue. We greatly appreciate it. Look forward to the event, too. Huh, Mark? It's going to be a humdinger, as Sue always has. We didn't get a chance to tap on all her brands. But that being said, as we're running out of time, thank you so much, everybody, for listening to the Tastemakers today. We were just on Storage Wars last night. Keep looking on A&E for us. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. And
Twitter. Go to our website at wowcreationsmedia.com.
Oscar event taking place in 4 weeks. wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. We do have a couple spots still open if you have interest in being involved. And if you're currently looking for any type of new home, real estate at all, contact my brother himself.
Mark Harris at markharrisrealtor@gmail.com. Realtor to the stars.
And I guess that should do it for us, kids. Until next time.
Ciao.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.